in the village of Fullstone, the village hall stands to the memory of those who've gone before. The sons and the daughters, the fallen of Fullstone, who died in the Second World War. But where's Penelum Taylor, Waterman Sheriff, Harrison West, Green Marshall and Hyde? Gave their all in the Great War, the war to end all wars. You won't find their names inscribed. 10 young men played in the fields of Fullstone. 10 young men played in the fields of green. And though 9 of them died on the field of battle, there's no memorial to be seen. Charles Kerman, a soldier before 1914, recalled to the field, to Mons and the Somme, twice wounded in battle and with honors awarded, he knew that he could not go on. So Charlie went AWOL, but he turned himself in, and he told them of the pains in his head. My nerves are shot to ribbons, I don't know what I'm doing. Still the general sentenced him to death. Then come 1918, the village was told, you may honor your dead, God rest their souls. With a stone to your 9 sons, the fallen awful stone, but Kerman's not to be on the roll. They said, 10 young men played in our fields of full snow. 10 young men played in our fields of green. Only 9 of them died on the field of battle, but all 10 have the right to be seen. It's 80-odd years now, and the general's gone. There's a statue of him somewhere, I dare say. The 11th of November, 2005, saw Fullstone's first armistice day. 10 young men played in our fields of Fullstone. 10 young men played in our fields of green. All 10 of them died as brothers in arms, and 10 names are there to be seen. All 10 of them died as brothers in arms, and 10 names are there to be seen.